Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspensions, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's hour number 2 live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Feel really good? Really good?
Well, you had a birthday yesterday.
I did have a birthday. I am feeling
chicken farm night.
People were very nice. I don't know. You know, tonight I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, Ann's in Sunday morning. I'm going to watch the Eagles Cowboys tomorrow. Fascinated by it. That's in my Blazing 5. Interested in it. It's really interesting the way the betting stuff goes. Like, COVID has made it very strange. Like,
yeah,
it used to be, the rule was, when I got out of college, there was a place called the Stardust. And it's a legendary old story. So I'm like a, you know, young 20-year-old kid. And I get out of college. And I was a marginal student. And I get a job in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I'm a sales guy, and I'm doing an inning of play-by-play for the Las Vegas Stars that are now named, I think, the Las Vegas 51s, Area 51, kind of funny name. And there was a place called the Stardust. And so, you know, I'm a kid from small-town America, and then I went to college in a small town, Cheney, Washington, and I end up in Vegas. And I always tell the story, the first quarter I ever put into a slot machine, the first day I was there was Circus Circus, and I won $75. And I called my mom and said, "Mom, don't send money. This is my kind of town. I am going to own this city."
You were hooked immediately.
I never won a penny on a slot machine going forward.
Oh, yeah, of course not. My grandmother used to love playing bingo, and that was like their thing, their gambling thing. And then when the casino opened in Pittsburgh,
I would
take her. And she'd always leave with, she'd bring a little thing of quarters, and she'd always leave with like $300. I'm like, how do you sit here and do this? She just loved it. I don't know. Some people can figure the slots out and they love it. It's not me. I just feel like I'm giving my money away.
Yeah. So it's, years and years ago, I started all this. It used to be at Stardust. you would go for the opening lines. Like, it would be Sunday night, they'd have the opening lines, or maybe it was Monday night or Sunday night, I don't remember the night. They'd have the opening lines, and it was a big deal. And if you could bet, that's where I learned, like, as a kid, like 20 years old, you bet the lines when they first come out, you do your homework, you watch the games, and then you occasionally get a good line. That's how I've bet my whole life. And then COVID hit last year and this year. And it's the opposite. You have to wait until Sunday morning because you got players coming in and out. So the whole thing for me has just gone upside down. Used to always want to go early in the week, you get your best line. Now it's the opposite. You bet early, you can lose an entire offensive line 4 days later to COVID. So it, now you're saying, Colin, that's just an excuse. Perhaps it is, but it's the hardest year of gambling I've ever had.
It's not an excuse. It's been a wild year for injuries on top of that, but we always have injuries.
COVID stuff's crazy.
When people are going to be
back.
Okay,
I'll give you a great example. So as I go to my Blazing 5, all odds provided by Fox Bet Sportsbook, this is one of these games. Let's go.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Colin's Blazing 5. Cowboys and Eagles.
I initially like the Eagles, but they've got 16 players on a COVID list. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -4.5. First of all, their defense leads the NFL in interceptions, takeaways, and third down conversion rate. So Jalen Hurts, who is still struggling, let's be honest, he ranks 28th in passing. It's going to be hard on third down. So they're athletic and rangy. They beat him the first time they played him. Dak against the NFC East in his career. Let's just be honest. 50 touchdowns, 50 picks. He eats this alive. So the Eagles have 16 players on COVID. They're 0-6 when facing a team with a winning record. I like Dallas. 27-20. I'll swallow the points.
Saints at Falcons.
So this is a rivalry game. I bet the Falcons earlier this year against the Saints, and I'm going to bet them again. And I don't like betting the Falcons. This is my second time. I'll take the Falcons +3.5. They're 7-2 in games decided by 8 or fewer points. So in close games, they're a good team in their defense. 12 straight games with at least one takeaway leads the NFL. Matt Ryan ate him up the last time he played him, and the Saints' offense over the last three games is a mess. 10 points a game. You know, when you're down to your third and fourth quarterback, it's a merry-go-round, and the Saints' offense on third down in the last three games, worst in the league. I get a competent quarterback. I get Matt Ryan. I get him at home. I get over a field goal. I think Atlanta upsets them 24-23.
49ers at Rams.
Okay, so initially I would like San Francisco in the points here, but Garoppolo's not practicing. Garoppolo's got an injury, so I'm going to take the Rams -4.5. They're on a 5-game winning streak, and they are playing, especially in second halves, great football. They lead the NFL in yards per play, and Matt Stafford's numbers this year have been fantastic. The key, though, is Garoppolo has a thumb sprain. He's not regularly practicing. It is not good. I thought it would get better. It has not. And you're asking Trey Lance to face this Rams team on the road. This is only his second road start. His first road start, he completed under 58% of his throws. This is a big ask for a rookie quarterback. I don't like it. I think it's a good competitive game, but I'll take the Rams to win it and cover 28-23.
Patriots at Dolphins.
Yeah, a lot of the wise guys like New England. I'm taking Miami +6. First of all, 5-0 in their last five home games. Weird things happen last game of the year in Miami. Dolphins last 8 times they've played them in Miami, they're 6-2. And we talk a lot about Tua. So we don't talk about the Dolphins defense. It's fantastic. Opposing quarterbacks have a 55 passer rating against the Dolphins in week 12. It's the best in the NFL. This defense got great corners, a pass rush, and the Patriots are 3-6 against teams this year that are .500 or better. And Mac Jones doesn't really have the ability to get out of trouble, and with Miami's defense, they get you in trouble. I think it's a last-second game. I'm taking the points. Dolphins cover. I think the Patriots probably figure out a way to win it 24-23. But I know the wise guys like New England. I'll take them to win, but that's just too many points for a rivalry game and an amazing defense against a rookie quarterback.
Chargers and Raiders.
So this game I've gone back and forth with, but I know I'm getting a true effort. With a lot of these games, I just don't know who's playing. These teams both need to win. So the Raiders, there's two things going on with the defense. The Raiders defense, for their last five games, has played well. It's held people under 20 yards. And Derek Carr is playing his butt off this year. Darren Waller is back from the COVID and the knee injury. And I don't trust the Chargers defense. It's the worst third down defense in the National Football League. And they're running the football. The last month, the Raiders are running the ball. They're going to pick up first downs, throwing to Waller and running with Jacobs, and they're going to keep Justin Herbert off the field. I think it's a great football game. I'm going to take the Raiders and the points to win 30-27. I think Justin Herbert's going to watch a lot of this game from the sideline as Derek Carr in this running game pick up first downs on a bad run defense. So I've got some dogs here with the Raiders, the Dolphins, and the Falcons. I will take the Cowboys. I'm getting more of their starters playing due to COVID, and I'm going to take the Rams because Jimmy G's hand is all messed up and he's not practicing. There you go. Now, maybe it's an excuse. Maybe I just stink at this. That's quite possible. I've been told that more than a few times this year. I stink at picking football games. Eric Mangini, three rings under Belichick, Browns Jets, Fox Sports analyst. Well, I am trying to scale back on my Baker Mayfield talk. I am. But he's in the news again because he's on social media and calling out reporters. So I don't want to take sides, although I've known Mary Kay Cabot for over a decade. I think she's really good. So, like, does this change anything? Is there fault? I mean, I know the GM doesn't love this. The GM doesn't want the quarterback going after reporters. I know that. You know that. This is not what you want your quarterback to be doing. Is there any fallout from this, or is it just a social media story that goes away?
Well, I don't love him going after reporters either. I don't think that's a good idea. And then that's been an issue of his throughout his time there. But in fairness to him, I read some of those headlines, and I thought, oh, here we go again. He's calling out Stefanski. He's saying it's not his fault. But that's not what he said. That wasn't the tone of what he said. And I actually thought he was unfairly depicted in a lot of the coverage based off of what he said in his press conference. So could he have gone about it a lot different way? Yeah, but was the coverage slanted? Absolutely. At the end of the day, you don't want these distractions from your quarterback. You don't want any excuses being made or any of that stuff. But this to me was a little bit unfair to Baker, and I was actually looking to see it the other way until I watch his press conference.
See, look at this. This is what I do. I offer the floor to people to defend Baker Mayfield. I am America's honesty broker.
Colin, I think I'm pretty hard on Baker, too. I've been with you on this issue throughout. But in this one case where I was looking, it's not fair to him the way they're portraying it.
You know, I had a take yesterday. I said LeBron James wanted Westbrook. The Lakers didn't, but he's a star and he got him. And now they're trapped with Westbrook. And Aaron Rodgers wanted Randall Cobb. And now he's hurt and he's got 28 catches. And Tom wanted Antonio Brown, who's not good in the locker room, but he was comfort food for Tom, like Randall Cobb made Aaron comfortable, and Westbrook made, well, you know, LeBron comfortable, and Tristan Thompson in Cleveland. LeBron wanted him to get paid because he'd do all the dirty work in the glass, and they paid him $82 million. And I like Tristan, but he's not worth $82 million. So you have these stars, and they want say in personnel, and in most instances, I mean, Kevin Durant chose Kyrie Irving over Steph. That's not a good move. So I look at the AB thing and I think some of this is Tom fighting for him. And there was history and precedent that AD blows up locker rooms. This was not an isolated incident. So this is on Brady to me. Am I wrong?
Yeah, look, whenever you take a chance on a guy, especially a guy who has had a long track record of being disruptive, you're essentially waiting for the other shoe to drop. And last year was a perfect scenario because it looked like it was going to be his last chance. And Tom did have a pre-existing relationship with him, and things went pretty well. And they got through most of this season with fairly little drama. Now, were odds that this was going to blow up? Yeah, odds were that this was going to blow up. But they got a lot of shelf life out of it. And I think if you're going to give a player input and you're going to give a player the benefit of the doubt in terms of who can help someone through their issues, you'd give it to Tom Brady. So was it worth it? It was probably worth it in the short term, but you had to go into it knowing that this was a definite possibility and probably more of a probability. It's just when.
So Kyle Shanahan this weekend has Garoppolo not at 100%. The webbing in his hands messed up. He acknowledged this week it's really painful. But it's a big ask to say, hey, Trey, let's go face the Rams in L.A., second road game. It's like, whoa, 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 that is a big ask. That's not the Texans at home. Right. So if you were in the Niners and you used to work for the Niners, if you were in the room and you had a banged up veteran or a healthy young kid, where would you go?
Well, this is a little bit of my frustration with the way this whole situation was handled. I really felt that Trey Lance should have played throughout the course of the season with a package. It's disruptive for other defenses and it gives them experience every single game. And it gives them legitimacy in the locker room. It gives them legitimacy in the huddle, all those things. But they decided to move away from that after he got injured, and now, you know, they're facing the situation that they're facing. That being said, to whom much is given, much is expected. He was drafted high, and he was drafted to be able to perform in big situations. If Jimmy could play, but it's not going to be very good, then I think you got to go with Trey. Now, I would also argue that this could be another scenario where you play them both and see how it's going. And you know, you hate to have to do that with a game that's so meaningful, but if you've got two unknowns, you got to go into it with a package to be able to accommodate either guy.
So, you know, Belichick, well, won a lot of rings with him. So he's got a rookie quarterback, going into the postseason. So you were with Brady in those early years when he didn't have a lot of big game experience, had to go on the road. Will this Mac Jones quarterbacking in the playoffs, do you suspect it'll be more conservative? It'll look a little different, Bill coaching different when you don't have, you know, 70 games under your belt like a veteran Brady.
Yeah, there's plenty of experience in dealing with this situation. The good thing for Mac Jones is he has played in big games in college and done well in a lot of those games, so that helps. Now, the level of intensity from the regular season to postseason is a pretty dramatic jump. I would imagine that they're going to do everything possible to manage the game and make sure it doesn't get out of hand to the point where he's got to control what happens, where he's got to be the one that makes the difference.
Yeah. For the record, you coaches always talk about no interceptions. And I would say if no interceptions get Super Bowls, then Aaron Rodgers should have 9. Brady's thrown pick sixes in playoff games, in Super Bowls. Matt Stafford throws a pick six, it feels like, every other weekend. And I was saying this the other week. It used to be that an offense got 52 plays. Now they get 68, sometimes 72. And that if I get 2 more possessions, it used to be you got 12 possessions. Now you get 14. That I feel like I can live with the big mistake. It's not as punitive. Last week, Brady and Stafford both won with a pick six. Derek Carr won with a couple interceptions. Not that I'm rooting for him, but Stafford's a great example. Is would you coach a little differently or more aggressively knowing I'm getting 14 possessions, not 12, 70 plays, not 52?
Well, I had Brett Favre, and we had those conversations where when you've got guys that can create big plays, that can create explosive plays, you don't want to take that out of them, and you don't want them to change who they are and get so conservative that you lose that aspect of it. All that you're really asking for is that they're calculated risks. Don't push. Don't take chances that you don't have to take. And it's a delicate balance, Colin, because if you force the guy to change who he is and you don't get the upside, yeah, you may limit the downside, but was it really worth it? Now, turnovers continue to be the dominating statistic in terms of who wins and loses the game. So it's hard to argue that interceptions are okay, because, you know, time and time again, whoever wins the turnover battle typically wins the game.
Eric Mangini, a Fox Sports NFL analyst, defending righteously Baker Mayfield. And I am here. I didn't fight back. I didn't push back. That's okay. I mean, listen, if I was being attacked over and over and over on by talk show hosts and on the interweb, maybe I'd push back too, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't push back that way, Colin. You would push back in a little bit more conservative and yeah. pointed way, as opposed to emotional.
That's right. I've got virtually no emotion. Well, I had a birthday last night. You weren't here. I had a great meal without you, but it's great seeing you. We'll talk soon, my man.
All right. Have a great weekend, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon.
I took one of my first and only food pictures of my whole life. I didn't post it.
I need to see it. I got to see the lighting and the angle.
I brought it in today. Ryan, I brought it in. I showed the staff. I said, look at what I had for dinner last night. It looked like an ad. It was spinach, sauteed spinach with Parmesan. It was chicken parm and one kettle, rocks, lime. I mean, it looked like an ad for great dining and long living.
Joey, we're going to need you to give Colin some pointers on putting together food pics.
Oh, the angle.
I'm sure the food was delicious, Colin, but the picture needed a bit of work. The lighting wasn't great. The angle wasn't there.
Sometimes you got to have your friend hold the flash up while you take the pictures so you can get the full.
Really? I'm going to do that at a restaurant.
Well, I'm just saying if you want the proper picture, I will judge. I'll take a look at the picture.
I'll show you during the break.
Okay.
It was very delicious.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Good to have you in today. You know, I was thinking about this. You know, Caleb Williams, a great player, at Oklahoma, the quarterback. Everybody wants him. And I've said before, he should stay at Oklahoma or go to USC with Lincoln Riley. If I was him, I would go to the Kingmaker. I would go to Lincoln Riley, who made Baker Mayfield a walk-on a first pick. Jalen Hurts got benched at Bama, made him into a Heisman finalist. Kyler Murray was split on baseball, football, made him into, you know, top pick. So we have a Kingmaker. We have a resume. I would go with that. Or secondly, I would go to Oklahoma. Stay where you're at. They have a new Jeff Libby's a good coordinator. That would be my second choice. I would not go to the highest bidder in the SEC, and the SEC will they'll win the bidding war at NIL. Just like they win everything else, they're willing to get into bidding wars. There's an SEC school right now that is literally paying $1 million for five-star recruits. You're going to make more money there. My thought about this is everybody thinks NIL is a win, but money is an interesting mistress. It's very seductive. To me, long-term development for Caleb Williams is going to mean a $200 million contract. Short-term money, less of a system or a coach who has a proven track record of developing quarterbacks into number one picks, feels hollow to me. I'll give you an example. Jackson State, Deion Sanders, got the number one high school football player in the country. Travis Hunter, cornerback, great player. He went to Jackson State. I'm happy for Deion Sanders, but they play in the SWAC. It is likely he will never face in practice a first, second, or third round NFL wide receiver prospect. Will he really get better? Or would he be better going to Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, a Kirby Smart, or a top program where he faces NFL players every day at practice? Better development, track record of development. I'm happy for Deion Sanders. Short term, flashy, reportedly some money involved. It's legal now, NIL. I use this all the time, the G League. G League used to be called the D League. Remember what it was called, the D League? It's been around 20 years. It was the D League. And then Gatorade, NBA wanted to make it better, so Gatorade came in. They said, call it the G League, and we'll give you some money. It's 20 years old. It pays players. You can go right out of high school. Find me one NBA All-Star who took that path. Because every single other All-Star outside of LeBron, who went high school to the pros, they went through the college system. Find me all the All-Stars in the NBA. G League and D League is 20 years old. Find me all the All-Stars. The coaching is better in college. If you go get an elite college coach, the coaching's better in college than the G League and the D League. You're not going on 9-hour bus rides, getting off, lousy second-tier medical staff, playing tired. So, again, I am for name, image, likeness. But to me, this stuff, if you're a five-star high school football player, I'm going to go look at resumes of Lincoln Riley for quarterbacks and Nick Saban for linebackers or, you know, Kirby Smart, and it's going to matter. I'm just not going to the highest bidder. So I say this all the time. I don't chase money in my career. I like to make good money, but I chase good management, leadership, and culture, and I'll figure the money out after that. Now, I'm lucky. I'm in the luxury because I've done well, but I don't chase money. I think it's always – and by the way, we're not going from, you know, Auburn would pay you $10 million and USC or Oklahoma would pay you nothing. It's not an either-or. What I'm saying is if Auburn offered you $3 million and Lincoln Riley was said, here's $1 million, and Oklahoma said, here's $1 million, you're not getting nothing. But you got to be careful with this NIL stuff. It's going to be a bidding war. And to me, I want to see Caleb Williams be a number one draft pick because I like watching him play. As a fan, I like watching him play. So he's going to make money anywhere. But I think what's happening with the NIL is money's a seductive mistress, and there's going to be people throwing the most at you. And you're going to have, in some instances, kids make bad decisions. Like we all know, the solution to happiness isn't money. I mean, they've done studies on this that I think it's like $75,000. If you make that, money doesn't make you happier above that. You have to make a basic living for happiness and travel, and you have a roof over your head. But this is what I worry about NIL. Not that the kids make money. They're going to make money. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried they'll be seduced into situations that don't offer to me the best development. And Caleb Williams is the best portal transfer portal kid ever. And there'll be other ones, but he's like the guy. And I'm not doubting his parents will make the right decision. I have no idea where he's going. I'm just telling you, if I was it, I'd either stay where I was at And, you know, because I think anytime you leave, it's a little harder, right, than just staying in your same dorm room or wherever you're at. Or I go to Lincoln Riley. That feels like a good fit because he's, you know, great at developing quarterbacks. But I don't think those two places are going to offer him the most. In terms of raw money, no way. The SEC wins every battle in college football. You think they're going to lose the NIL battle? You think they're going to lose the transfer portal battle? No, they're going to get the best transfers. They're going to spend the most money. They're going to get the most recruit. FCC wins everywhere else, like Amazon in retail. Amazon wins everything in retail. If something new comes up, they'll buy it or win it. So and the SEC's got massive coaching turnover once you take Alabama and maybe Georgia out. I mean, LSU's got a new coach. Florida's got a new coach. I mean, it's just turnover, 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 turnover. I'd be careful. If I'm Caleb Williams, I got two choices. I'm not interested in crossing my fingers on new program and new coach. I'm either taking the coach I know or the program I know. And probably a little less money. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Antonio Brown saga continues. Tom Brady was a massive supporter of Antonio Brown. I think we can all agree was the reason why Antonio Brown was in Tampa Bay. And following the incident during Sunday's game, the Bucs released Antonio Brown, and Tom Brady shared his thoughts on the move after it was official.
I think there's a lot of personal, obviously, feelings. I don't think this is really the week to discuss it, though. So, you know, I'm just going to do the best I can do as quarterback of the team and try to put together a great week, finish strong. I mean, you just always deal with different things over the course of the season. That's what we're doing this week.
I have a lot of different thoughts on this situation, but I think what it came down to for me yesterday is that there's no victims in this situation. Like, when I'm trying to look at a situation, like, where would my emotions lie? Where would my allegiances
support,
lie?
Yeah.
Who would I lean to support in this situation? And there's no one. Obviously, Antonio Brown has a long, elaborate history of incidents on and off the field that would point to not someone you want in your locker room, despite the talent.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians gave in to Tom Brady, which was probably the right decision, and they won a Super Bowl with him, but then backed off his hardline stance of no nonsense. And what did he get delivered with? Nonsense, which was wildly predictable. And Tom Brady, similarly, took a chance, which paid off in the Super Bowl, but then didn't back Bruce Arians in moving on from him because of what? Talent.
Yeah.
So at one point or another, the problems start to outweigh the talent, and then you get cut.
And that's always been the question in sports or life. If you're needy at work, are you...
Well, there's a difference between, I think, being needy and being
disruptive.
Disruptive.
Yeah, you're right.
And, like, I can deal with needy if you're providing wild results.
Yeah.
Most people who do produce massive results are needy because they are particular about what it is they do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be translated as needy when it's in fact, no, this is what I need. I'm not needy. This is what I need in order to perform at this level. We might think it's silly that you want chamomile candles, but if it puts you in the right state to make millions of dollars, get them some chamomile candles.
That's a great line. There's a difference between need and needy. What I need to be great is different than I'm needy when I'm great.
Right.
That's very, and I'm going to steal that in multiple occasions.
Well, the situation with Antonio Brown is past needy. He's not needy. He is disruptive. But when it comes to Tom Brady in this situation, this is what you get. There's a saying, no good deed goes unpunished. Like, you wanted to bring him in, and it worked last year, but there's a point, and we see it every single time with individuals like Antonio Brown. Nobody's fabricating Antonio Brown's resume in the disruptive department. It's a very simple Google. It'll take you a while to read through all the incidents, but you can find them very easily. He's been doing this for years. To me, where all this went sideways was a very particular moment. He got suspended for the fake vaccination card this year. They kept him on the team. Everyone understood. You've got injuries. You're trying to repeat as champions. You need his particular position. But here's the hook. When you draw a hardline stance with someone who has shown the ability to blow up locker rooms, and they know there is zero wiggle room. They know if you mess up, you're gone. It's not going to be a conversation. This is the standard. You don't cross this line. Well, if they cross the line, which they want to do because this is their personality, and you tolerate it, that's it. Doors open. I got away with that. I got away with something as egregious as turning in a fake vaccination card. What can't I do? So there are no victims in this situation. This is a very predictable outcome, which is why no one is surprised this happened. Yeah. Now, Antonio Brown spoke about Tom Brady on the Full Send podcast and said, to me, a friend is somebody who's got your back. Not everybody in sports is going to be your friend. Tom Brady's my friend. Why? Because I'm a good football player. He needs me to play football. People have different meanings of what friendship is.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what you signed up for. Yeah. So you were just talking about Caleb Williams, the Oklahoma quarterback, entering the transfer portal. He'll have plenty of options in the 2022 season. Well, former quarterback Charlie Batch gave his pitch for his alma mater, Eastern Michigan. He offered Williams a $1 million NIL deal if he would commit to the school. That would be obviously a huge land for them. And he tweeted this out. Shout out to Charlie, by the way. Grew up with my older brother and sister. I don't have a massive problem with this. Now, I think we both are on the same page as when it comes to the overall existence of NIL, that it does need to exist. It had to happen with the explosion of social media, the amount of followers and reach that these kids have before they even reach the schools. It just was impossible. The internet made this inevitable with social media advertising. My issue with everyone like panicking about it is, what is the solution? Like, what are the boundaries that need to be drawn with NIL in order to solve this explosion? The transfer portal is understandable. That can be changed, the guidelines for that, when you can enter the transfer portal. I think those are easy fixes.
Those are easy. Just say nothing after Labor Day.
Right.
And you have to play the last game. You don't want players in the NFL just leaving because they had a bad week.
Right.
I'm fine with 8 months of transfers, just not in season. And I think that's a very reasonable thing. You get freedom, but if you go into a season and commit to it, same with a coach. I don't want coaches leaving in the middle of a season for another program. I don't like that. You know?
So there should be some boundaries on it. Just to keep the competitive nature of the sport as well.
The last regular season game, you can transfer at a bowl game. But the last regular season game, then you can transfer. And that may be a bowl game. You wouldn't play immediately. But coaches do that, so players can do that. You can leave before the bowl game.
Right. And I think that's fair. When it comes to NIL, I don't have the same panic about it, because I look at college football as a business. And in any other business, the best places are going to get the best people. Like, we talk about the SEC throwing the most amount of money at these kids. Well, yeah, the SEC always had the best players. That's why the SEC is better at college football than everybody.
Yeah.
Before the money existed, they were getting the best players. So nothing's dramatically changed. I do think what's actually dramatically changed is situations like what Charlie is talking about and the situation with Travis Hunter. Well, now, actually, some of these top recruits will consider going to smaller schools, will consider going to HBCUs, because they don't have to go to the SEC to get that NIL money. Now, the development part of it is a separate conversation, but I don't necessarily think that everyone's going to start gambling their futures on, you know, a $3 million payday.
I hope not.
That are going to get those paydays have the right people around them.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, and some of them might make bad decisions.
Yeah.
But we've also seen players make decisions for schools and it turned out to not develop them either.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe some point there will be some correction or some boundaries on what can be done. But I think the reaction that, like, oh, the SEC is going to get all the best players. Since when did they not get all the best players?
I think I look at NIL like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is unregulated currency. That's why I don't invest in it. Big money. It's so you can, you know, throw a nickel over there just to make sure in case it blows up, you get a little bit. But in the end, it's unregulated currency.
Right.
And it's sort of like NFT people like cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency people like NFTs, because they're both speculation largely, and it's speculative businesses. So they each love each other. If you like NFTs, you like crypto. If you like crypto, you like NFT. How do you buy NFTs? With cryptocurrency,
right?
So that's an understandable tunnel that everybody's all in. I am not a fan of either. Nothing against the people who do it, but it is speculative and it's unregulated. And I feel like NIL right now is a little unregulated. It's wild, wild west, but I don't need a lot of borders and guidelines. I just want some where, I mean, what one school in the SEC is doing is just crazy.
Also, like, the schools themselves, obviously we know the schools are facilitating these deals, but perhaps, I'm a solution-oriented person, perhaps the declaration of what each player is making so that, you know, kids have an idea of what's going on, or, you know, the public has an idea of what's going on. Again, I don't know, like, you can't really just like force kids to declare how much, you know, some t-shirt company is paying them. But again, I think it will correct itself. I don't really know that it needs that much regulation. If a college kid in college wants to start a t-shirt company, for example, and like he's going to classes, but he also has a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
Would we put a limit on that?
Yeah.
No, like you can make money. That's where I think people get a little crazy with the college athletes, is like college athletes have been prohibited from making money for so long and have had to find ways to pay for their lives. I mean, we have story on story on story for years of kids having to like take home food from the cafeteria because they can't go and get a, you know, a weekend job at Starbucks. It's a little bit of balance. Maybe it's overcorrected right now, but it'll come back to the mean. So the Lakers haven't had the greatest season so far, but LeBron is putting up big numbers. He's playing at an MVP level in his 19th season, and he discussed what it would mean for him to be in the MVP conversation.
I think when you are placed in the MVP conversation, that means that your team is winning games, and you're playing at a level that's helping to win games. So if my name continues and my name starts to be in the MVP conversation, then I'm happy about it in the sense that that means the Lakers winning. The Lakers are winning basketball games.
You know, it's interesting.
And that's what I want. That's all I care about.
That's a good answer, by the way. Why can't I've always had a problem with MVP. Why can't Ja Morant win it? Ja Morant has literally changed the franchise. I don't care if he's not a top seed. Like, when I watch Ja Morant, no player – the Lakers were big before LeBron. They'll be big after. If you're talking about value, it doesn't have to be you're a great team. No, we never even talked about Memphis. We didn't even – I thought they were disbanded. I didn't know they existed. Ja Morant shows up. You cannot go to the internet. He is selling merchandise. He is winning games. Like, why can't Ja Morant, like, why can't Ja'Marr Chase? I mean, Joe Burrow was good last year. He wasn't this good. Why can't Ja'Marr Chase be the offensive player of the year or the most valuable player?
Well, I think that's where the naming of the award kind of trips everyone up.
What's valuable?
What's valuable?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Like, obviously, LeBron is the
great.
Most valuable player.
In the history of the league in the last 25 years.
Like, he could have won maybe every year.
But, like, Ja Morant is changing a city, changing an economy, changing merchandising, changing branding, changing. I would have no problem saying I think Ja Morant's the most valuable singular player in the league.
He probably is.
I got no problem with it.
But, you know, writers get kind of caught up in, like, the story of what it should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why the award kind of generally goes the way that it goes.
All right, joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Back in a second, it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport.
Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
So Al Harrington, former NBA player, we've had him on the show. He's a super fun guy. He said this is interesting. And Joy will have this later next hour. I think it's a fascinating story. He said Michael Jordan played against guys who hated him, where LeBron plays against all his bros. And it's interesting. There's an economic reality here, is that Michael played in a time where the pie, economic pie, was much smaller. I mean, Michael was not, I mean, Magic Johnson made $1 million a year. Like, that's it, Magic Johnson. He signed a 25-year, $25 million deal. Michael's first contract was terrible. Michael was making all his money in shoes. So you were fighting for every nickel in the league. Now they all get rich. I mean, now you got average guys off the bench making $13 million a year. It's outrageous. Well, it's not outrageous. It's the market. What, you know, what it is, what it is. But there is something to be said about this, is there was more fight among players. They weren't buddies. They weren't all playing in charity golf tournaments because if you won money. You got a shoe deal. Now, I mean, you have the economy has expanded. There's way more shoes and way more shoe deals. And now you have multiple platforms and guys get rich on Instagram. So it used to be basketball players made money in basketball and then shoes. Now they make money in basketball, shoes, headphones, IG, Twitter. So there's so much money, and money softens all of us. And so is LeBron softer than Michael Jordan? Yes. And Kobe was probably near the end of his career. You eat salmon every night. You got that nice life. You got the money softens all of us. Okay. And by the way, even people, you grow up in Milwaukee, you dig ditches, and you never lose that work ethos. But if you move to Beverly Hills and hit a Powerball and we're sitting in sun and eating cantaloupe all day, 30 years later, you wouldn't want to dig the ditch. Right? So it's like, I always tell the story of a cat. So a true story, I had a cousin in Oregon, Kathy. And Kathy found a cat on the road. It had no hair. It's just a beat up cat. And it was starving. And she took the cat in. And every day she gave it warm milk and tuna fish. And Kathy would give this cat ate like a queen kitty. Every day it was milk and blankets. And she did this for like 3 weeks to a month, like a substantial time. And then she told the story that she did this and the cat was full. It put on weight. Its fur was better. And the cat was living like a real nice cat life. And then one day she ran out of cat food and she didn't have milk or tuna. And she just had hard, burnt cat food. And you know what Queen Kitty Cat did? Talk to the paw, not interested. The cat a month earlier is eating rats on the road, got no fur. It gets a month of being treated like Queen Kitty. And then a month later, she doesn't have food. She tries to give it hard cat food. The cat's like, not interested. We all get soft. You give people nicer stuff, even a cat that was living on the road under a truck. So that's my cat story. You get everything on this show. You're going to get a food picture next hour.
I can't wait for this food picture. The cultures of sports change.
But everybody's
softer.
There's
the same conversation about the NFL. It's okay for things to, you know, work smarter, not harder.
All right. Take a deep breath. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.